Thank you, Kate. Welcome, everyone. What a delight to be together again. So we generally start our gatherings with just savoring the stillness, resting from all the activity that life loves so much. So just in your own way, just a pause, looking within, honoring for no reason. So here I am. It's everybody's confession, isn't it? Here I am. So within this unmoving, big space, sometimes I joke and say it's heated to 98.6, whatever that is in Celsius. It's pretty remarkable, this warm, benevolent space that is and is also embodied by each one of us. So what are you noticing? This is a gathering to share the fresh noticings. So if you care to, just press *6 to unmute yourself, and then when it feels complete, *6 again.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi, Pamela.
Hello.
So what I've been noticing periodically, but especially over the last day or two, is just this absolutely like massive resistance. And I'm not even 100% sure what is being resisted, but I kind of wanted to just explore it a little bit.
Yeah, very wise, because if it's making such a big show like that, it's probably ripe for realization, for resistance to know its own naturalness. Yeah, so just in this moment, just honor it just in case it's divine.
Yeah, there's I guess the first thing that comes up is just this very strong sense of like wanting to stay in control.
Okay. Yeah, and just to somehow have some sort of anchoring in this field of apparent change, huh?
Yeah, very much so. Not wanting things to change, wanting to decide what the experiences that are happening are, just really wanting to be in charge.
Okay. And just honoring that it's a natural longing, isn't it?
Can you say more about that?
The image I'm getting in response to that is, I don't know about you, but did you ever go swim in the ocean when you were little?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so for me, I got an instant image of being quite small and young and the ocean just knocking me over, the waves.
Yeah.
And you get back up, but it's sort of like, hey.
Yeah.
Yeah, so very natural. And I like noticing the essence of something. Of course, the mind helpfully labels
right
these things as resistance or wanting control or But can we honor how powerful that what's being called resistance is?
Yeah.
The force of nature.
Yeah. No, there's that, like, I think I've been sort of going to war with it, and it's really not getting me anywhere. This thing is really strong.
Yeah, it's like trying to move a mountain.
Yeah.
Yeah, so ask it, who are you, or whatever you're curious about, that you're so powerful?
It's like immovability.
Oh, wonderful. And can your embodiment use any of that? I mean, not to say use, that's the wrong word, but is there any longing to be unshakable and rooted? And
yeah, there's a I don't really have words for it, but I can just feel that through my body, just this desire.
Here it is. So just welcome it as immovable.
It's like this. It feels like this big knot, kind of in my, almost in my spine, down at my solar plexus.
Wow! And just bowing to that strength, that unmoving knot.
Yeah, it's not going anywhere.
Oh yeah, and I had to apologize for so much of what was arising inside for trying to get rid of it.
Yeah. I think there's been this perception that it's in my way.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I really don't know what it actually is, though. That's kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm. And honor the confession of not knowing.
Yeah, I guess the thing that's it's just really interesting. It's like there's nothing I can do about this. Like its essence is like I don't want to change. Like
yes,
anything I do to try to change it just makes it dig in.
Yes, we all have noticed that. So just bowing to it again and ask it to let you feel its naturalness and reassure it its strength is very welcome and needed here.
I like that phrase, feel its naturalness.
Mm-hmm.
That contraction is natural. It's not like a mistake.
Very wise.
I think that seems like that's all that's needed right now.
Okay. And just keep honoring it as mountain immovable.
Yeah, perfect.
And then it'll root down and spread out and support this amazing uniqueness that you are.
Wonderful. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you.
Hello?
Yes?
It's Tia.
Hello, Tia. Welcome, dear.
Thank you. It's so wonderful to hear your voice. I love it. I just spent the week with Isaac Shapiro and Francis, and I was thinking about you so much.
And I know you enjoyed yourself.
Oh, yes. Immensely.
Oh, yes.
I'm making an inquiry right now into discernment,
mm-hmm.
and discerning truth for oneself, because in the past 6 months or something, I got really wound up in a teacher that I now see, like, actually really with a brainwashing, disempowering experience.
Yeah.
And it took my mom actually intervening, and it's been an incredibly powerful seeing and, like, realizing I need to develop, like, a very strong sort of spiritual sword of discernment, and because I am just really trusting and open, and it could have been really bad, could have gone quite, but anyway, so it's been a powerful seeing that I need to really anchor and root my own sovereignty, authority, or way to hear.
Yes.
When I'm, I guess what's true,
mm-hmm.
and to see beyond the words someone is saying to me, and so I'm just curious about how that gets rooted in oneself, because
now it already is rooted
right
in all of its fullness, and there's just a few apps that make us not able to hear it,
mm-hmm.
and so just welcome naivete.
Yeah, exactly.
When innocence comes into a human form, it'll often live as naivete.
Mm-hmm.
So just welcoming that aspect. It's also innocent. But it also does not want to be naivete anymore, right?
Yeah, there's a real call to kind of, I don't know if grow up is the right word, but really no longer be looking outward so much for external answers. And
okay. And just honoring, so here we have the opposites. We have discernment and naivete coming to sit. Do you notice
mm-hmm.
that?
Yeah.
Yeah, and just honoring both of them and bringing them together. You're inviting them home together because they're another pair of opposites.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're both very beautiful. Like, the naivete sort of has this innocence to it that I've almost wanted to protect. And so I guess it's just finding its rightful place within me.
Mm. And just bowing to it already, you're seeing the true nature of naivete is innocence. So that's very clear seeing. And
mm-hmm.
bow to it, because innocence also has a sword, so we can show it that. But first we want to honor that naivete can return home to the purity of its being, to innocence.
Yeah, I really see it as just being this really trusting, benevolent force that really only sees good in everyone.
Yeah.
And really believes that what people speak is true. And mm-hmm. I mean that no one openly would be deceiving. And not that the teacher was. I think that the teacher genuinely believed themselves. There's no malicious in what they were doing, but still there was this real, like, no filter kind of being with that.
Mm-hmm. But just bow to innocence and invite it to get really big, because it thinks of itself, you know, as this tender flower that can be shaken. So we want to really invite innocence to get really huge. Just for fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's the meekest of the meek, but it's also, woohoo.
Yeah, it's feeling like this soft openness, this like, it's like almost like the petals of a rose or something, like mm-hmm. like just this soft, huge, but it's huge. I can see that it's huge because it's openness itself.
And ask it, let me see your strengths or feel your strengths, because we also want it to know its own strengths, its unshakability. And it's in there, so we're just calling it forth.
Not getting a clear sense of that one. Can you repeat the question?
Yeah, we can just invite it. Let me feel your depths, because it's showing mm-hmm. you its expansive nature.
Yeah, it's endless. It's infinite. It can
yeah. And does it open. Feel a little yeah. bit more rooted now?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Now, just for mischief's sake, ask it, let me feel your warrior nature. Because this unified field that we are is mystic, sage, and warrior. So even innocence also has warrior nature, though nobody ever mentions that.
Well, I've always felt the warrior part of it, because there's always been a part of me that's protected my innocence, like has kind of shepherded
beautiful,
it.
Beautiful, yes.
So I think it's just sort of redirecting that in a different way.
Just letting them all melt in together.
I'm almost getting this image of the Garden of Eden, actually, like that innocence is the jewel, you know, and then around it is the greatest fortress, like protecting it, like this
yeah.
immense, impenetrable fortress rising up, and then it just gets to kind of be, you know, jeweling.
Yes, 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 and just honoring the fortress, because the fortress is not only protecting, but it's the lion heart.
Mm. Yeah, like the innocence doesn't have to be chased out in favor of discernment, but that there just has to be this, like, yeah, that this fortress actually can just guard it and...
Okay, but there's still going to be mischief, because then there's still, how to put it, there's still some separation. So innocence is also the fortress.
Okay.
Just ask innocence, let me feel your big no-nonsense strength, because... if she uncontains that, she can really balance the world, so to speak. It, certainly the human tribe, the world is fine. And we want her to know herself also as all-powerful. She's all gentle, but she's also all-powerful. And we're just playing whatever she wants to reveal, or he, doesn't matter. No gender.
I'm just getting the phrase "clear seeing" is in innocence.
That's it, yeah. I'm just feeding that with devotion and gratitude. Thank you, thank you.
Actually, because innocence is so clear, it actually can see. Because innocence itself is such a clean, clear space, it can also perceive with that same depth of clarity.
Beautifully said. Yes, yes, yes.
And it's undefended. I actually really love that. It doesn't need to. It actually can stay undefended and be quite safe.
Yes, because it's so discerning and all-powerful, actually.
Yeah.
When I was quite young, I mean, not really young, but I used to feel nervous encountering the gaze of babies for that very same reason, because I had a little story about myself, but I felt they could see right through me.
Mm.
Yeah, and that's what you're speaking of, that clear seeing, that... it sees the goodness, but now it's street smart, discerning.
Yeah. Thank you, actually. This is really helpful, because I was about to do away with innocence and just bring in this, like, harsh, discerning, stern gaze.
No, all it's there, you know, and everything gets invoked.
Right.
From moment to moment, like warrior nature will rise up if somebody's running trips on you or...
Yeah, I never had that sword developed, and now it's, like, ready to go.
Oh, very good. That's it. That's it. It can rest across your knees. You don't even have to hold it.
Hmm. Hmm. Thank you.
Oh, and to you, dear.
Yeah. Nice to tune back into the Pamela frequency of love.
And the Tia love channel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Blessing.
Okay. Much love. Say hi to your mom, too.
I will.
Pamela.
Hello.
Hi, it's John.
Yes.
Hi, sweetheart.
Hi.
I'm having a lot of times a kind of buzzy head, and it can be a headache, or it can be like ringing in my ears, or it's something that's been with me for much of my life. And right now is kind of in the foreground. And I'm not quite clear about how to be with it.
Oh, I like asking whatever I'm noticing, how it would like me to be with it.
Yes, I've been asking that, but maybe a little help with you will actually get some answer.
Well, we already have noticed it's very mysterious, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And maybe honoring that it's mysterious.
Well, it likes that.
And tell it you are so extra mysterious. I'm mystified.
I'm like the mysterious stranger, right?
That's right, buzzing around in your ears. It's funny, you know, there's that dreadful old phrase, breaking the ice, in terms of, you know, meeting somebody.
Right.
That's also true in inner satsang, you know?
Yes. Yeah. It does have that. It has a sharp quality to it, like ice. Mm.
So just see in this moment if it has any wisdom for you or needs anything.
It seems rather anxious about existence.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, is it really okay to exist, or can it figure out how to navigate existence? Those kind of questions.
And ask it, if that was all in place, so to speak, and had all been revealed, what would that allow it?
Certainly a sense of great freedom or breaking out of containment.
Mm-hmm. So
like
almost
hurricane energy or tornado energy.
Oh.
Yeah, it's more like tornado. It feels more like over land than water.
And ask it... how big it is, how vast it is.
Well, it's as big as to the moon, at least.
Ah, and could it just spread its wings a bit and kind of have a nice morning stretch?
Yeah, now I feel it. Yes, it definitely responds to that, but now I feel it more through my whole core. It's not so centered in my head.
Oh, that's good news.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it clear down to my toes, and
ooh,
it's more like it's moving up from the earth.
Yes, welcome, welcome. Thank you.
And the body feels very shaky.
Okay, now reassure the body it's safe. It's just
It knows that.
Presence is just
it's a lot of surge here.
Yeah. Welcome.
And it definitely wants to know what its true nature is.
Mm-hmm. I'm just inviting it to look into its essence.
Well, the words that come to mind don't quite fit, but come to mind are fury or furious, which is how I think of wild horse's strength, you know, kind of sense of fury. That's not, I don't mean that in a negative way at all.
Yes, unbridled. And
weren't there the Furies in Greek?
Oh, yeah, they were.
Were they feminine? Am I remembering?
They were definitely feminine. They struck terror in the hearts of sailors.
Yeah.
So just in this moment, welcome, welcome.
Yeah. It seems like kind of a counterpart to warrior energy.
Very accurate.
Yeah.
And just let it know your strength is welcome here. Your bigness is welcome here.
It's Kuan Yin on our dragon.
Yes, this is needed, you know?
Yeah, I feel that. Mm. And now I feel like the back of my head's just going to blow off.
Oh, excellent news.
Yes.
Yes. It's like the back door.
Did you read John Ren Lewis's account of the back of his head sort of disappearing after he had his awakening experience?
No.
Oh, it's, you know, he thought he was poisoned in Thailand. I think it was somewhere in Southeast Asia. And he became, I mean, it really was a profound experience for him. And when he woke up from that, he thought the back of his head had disappeared.
It feels nice, like open window there.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and yeah. Honoring that in yourself. Just bows and gratitude. And
now things in my body feel they're like warm liquid.
Thank you. Isn't it funny that the bearers of gifts are always wonderfully disguised.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And isn't it wonderful that we have friends who can, we can do this together?
It is. It's a delight.
Yeah. It's like kind of a wonderful miracle in a way.
Mm-hmm. And just keep feeding it with gratitude, because it uncontained itself. We were just as warm, benevolent space, bowing a bit.
Thanks, dear, as always.
Yum, yum.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Hi, Pamela.
Hello.
It's Ophelia calling.
Hello.
I have a doozy coming up here, and it's, I'm so tired of it. Mm-hmm. I'm just tired of it all.
It's been pestering you a while?
Yeah, like, it seems that there's got to be a simpler way.
Okay,
like,
I like existing.
Existing itself, like, I mean, you can see the horses, how they even act. They're not thinking; they're just being.
Mm-hmm.
They get angry. They show love. Like, it's so simple.
Yes.
They don't worry about judgments. They don't worry about feeling safe. It just seems like there's got to be. I'm just so tired of everything coming in.
Okay. But just reassure it, nobody has to exist or non-exist.
Oh, I like that.
start with it. Yeah, because the whole story about existence is the mind picks it up. Oh, my God, I have to do existence, and it's too much. And so neither existing nor non-existing. Then there's like, oh, wow, instant rest.
Yeah, there's this kind of, I just want to curl up and like a bear and go to sleep.
Okay. And just curl up, let awareness curl up in the right side of the chest, just for a moment. Ramana called it the cave of the heart, spiritual heart. I like that. See? The bear already had its cave.
Gosh, I'm feeling very angry.
Okay, and can we agree with that? Is there any just cause for that? Even globally?
Oh, yeah, I listened to the news this morning. I forgot that I listened to the news.
Maybe that'll do it. Yeah, so there's this righteous anger, like, enough. Just have some fun with that. Just tell it, you're right, you're right.
Yeah. There's this train that keeps going round and round, on and on, like, angry at pettiness, angry at... Like, I just want to shout out and say, like, enough. And it's I don't know if it's me or if it's...
But just agree with that. That's your sort of truth. Does that resonate?
Yeah.
I agree. Enough. Enough suffering, enough. Misunderstandings, enough projections, enough nonsense, enough hatred, enough.
Yeah.
And just let it get really big. It's like your fire of truth, but it's also the bonfire of the vanities, which points to all the misunderstandings, all the me and mine and smallness. Let it just burn all that up. Would that be okay?
Yeah. It's almost like, talking about the warrior in battle, and finally all the bodies are dead on the field, and the warrior is exhausted.
Yes. And just let the warrior rest in the right side of the chest.
Actually, it feels like the warrior's down on its knees and weeping now.
Yeah, with good cause.
Mm-hmm.
And just how wise you are.
Yeah, the body right now, my body feels really like there's a lot more space there.
Mm-hmm.
A bit of a tremble. There's a little bit of trembling, but...
And can we bow to the trembling?
Yeah. You know, there's a really, really minty, cool energy. I don't know how else to describe it, but like almost like I put Vicks VapoRub on my chest. And it's it feels incredibly healing. So, wow, it feels very. I'm gonna just sit with this one today and thank it.
That's it, and just let it every cell of the body drink from that.
Yes.
Yeah. Because the great promise. Is also where awareness knows its true nature as formless and deathless and all-pervading and rooted and strong. But it's also where this, the body is liberated from the past, but also the past of all humanity.
Wow.
All the battles and all the horrors and all the I don't need to go on. We have all lived it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So just
a
cool, minty freedom. Yay.
Thank you so much, Pamela.
Oh, thank you, Ophelia. Much, much love.
Much love. Bye for now.
Bye for now.
Hi, Pamela.
Hello.
It's Sam.
Hey.
I've been dealing with some questions that I guess what we call stillness or the world I don't really understand or know anything about that isn't this world.
Okay. Can you speak up just a bit?
Yeah.
There you are.
Hey.
Hey.
I was just, I had some questions that I've been thinking about stillness.
Yes.
And I noticed when I was at the retreat with you this summer, I could just fall into this warmth. So easily into this nice still space, and now
yeah.
I'm feeling like I have this, whenever I'm kind of falling into that, I just get this deep kind of heart squeezing sadness.
Oh, yeah. So just sorrow
kind of,
just wants to come sit with you. So it can know its true nature. Would that be all right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And even though this isn't accurate, it feels like sorrow has a lot of the divine feminine in it. So if it was the most beautiful woman that was crying, how would you be with her? Because it's the heart that's sad, right?
I think I'd just be there in silence.
Okay, but you might want to be held.
Okay.
Would that be okay?
Yeah.
And you could ask it, would you like to be held?
Yes.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess there's just a lot of confusion about this whole process.
Because
I feel like I wasn't really sure how I stepped into that still space, and I know that you say that it's already there.
Yeah.
But for me, it feels every time like I'm like a journey to get there.
Okay, it's just because the lake of stillness within gets waves in it, right?
Can you say that again?
Well, sometimes I think of stillness within as a lake, and then the movements that move through that lake of stillness within, they cause ripples or waves, and then that's our experience rather than that full stillness.
Mm.
So at this point, the waves are saying, inviting you to be with them as stillness in another form. So stillness and waves, could they all both be included in that big space that you are?
Yeah, I want to invite that in. I really do. I feel like there's something in me that doesn't want that, though. There's something that is afraid of kind of getting in the boat.
Right.
Or is holding me kind of anchored just like a really protected sort of sadness that only comes out when I try to meet that illness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so somehow the body-mind, not you, have a concern about that living as that big stillness. And you could ask in this moment, what is the concern? And there doesn't have to be an answer, but we're just being curious. What's the big deal about just living as big, responsive, rooted stillness? Is there any concern about that?
I feel like I kind of have this idea that all these connections that I'm kind of holding strings to, people I love, places, are just going to get snipped. I'll just float away.
Oh, yeah. So that would definitely keep you from relaxing as big stillness. So now, just, can you see that's not true? That would be worst case scenario based on that one epic loss of your best friend?
Mm-hmm.
So basically, something is saying we never want that to happen again. That was like, rocked our world and everything fell.
Is it? I guess what's coming up is that, like, is it safe to go on this kind of large lake without a teacher or without someone kind of, you know, opening that space?
Ask the lake. Because for me, stillness was my teacher, had lots of amazing messengers. but I was sort of thrown back to just asking stillness everything, and that was pretty exciting. So ask stillness, is it safe to be on this lake, to be this lake without a teacher? Or will you be my teacher, dear stillness?
I didn't get a very clear answer, but I got just sort of this image of me as like a toddler asking a giant tortoise. It's like,
yeah.
I don't know if it's going to answer or not, but...
Well, you could climb on.
But I don't think I'd mind if I climbed on, yeah.
Yeah, that might be easier, because then the tortoise would just cruise around and you could enjoy the view.
Yeah. Yeah, this is... This is cool. This is not. It's not a tortoise. It's a sea turtle, and I can just cruise me around the lake.
Perfect. Yeah, for me, nature is the teacher that doesn't come or go. Nature is always confirming what is and inviting us to rest and explore and check things out. Wow, sea turtle. Welcome, welcome.
So that kind of feels like some sort of guide.
That's it. And because it's nice. Now you have an ancient guide, so to speak. And that's reassuring until you realize you're also the ocean and the sea turtle and the... But it really helps. All animals have that, pretty much, you know.
Thank you, Pamela.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for introducing me to the sea turtle. Oh.
Yeah, thank you for introducing me to the sea turtle.
Much love.
Thank you.
Hi, Pamela.
Hello.
This is Yugi.
Hey, Yugi.
I have a question. I've been self-inquiring for quite some time now. There were moments of clarity where subject and object just melted together beautifully into pure being, and at the moment, it's like there's a force in me of the body-mind that tries to fight any personality. I mean, every sense of personality.
Mm-hmm.
Like, anytime I'm sitting in silence and inquiring into who I am, it's kind of, there's a sense of, you are asking the question.
Oh, okay. So the mind is messing with you a little bit.
Yeah, definitely.
It's using the the non-duality pointings to bug you.
Yeah.
But it might be an invitation that you don't have to do the who am I anymore, because that's been noticed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so maybe we can ask the mind if it would also like to know its true nature, because then it won't keep, you know, messing with you, the sage.
Because
the who am I drops, and then we start to ask everything else. Who are you?
Okay.
Yeah, so just bow to the mind, because it's a mischievous genius. It has an immeasurable intelligence, and it loves the truth, but it also likes messing with us a bit.
Yeah, it's stubborn.
Now honor its stubbornness.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And ask the mind how it would like to live from moment to moment.
It would it definitely would love to be still used, to be still required.
Yes. And we say yes to that because the identified mind can relax back into natural mind, which is practical and creative and soars like an eagle. Would it like that?
Hmm. Wow, yeah.
Yeah.
It really likes the eagle picture, yeah.
Yes, because that's its nature. So invite it just to spread its wings and uncontain itself from the head. And we definitely still need it, so it's not going to go anywhere, but it'll just live as big mind.
It really likes to still be extremely sharp.
Yes.
Sharp eyes.
Yeah, those are its eagle eyes, yeah.
Yeah. It's much more expanded right now, yeah.
That's it. See, then now it's naturally content. Its contentment was in its small role. Discontent was in its small role and in too small a space. Does that resonate?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So can we notice a few things about natural mind? And it's so obvious, but it also helps natural mind have devotion to itself. That here it is, it's uncontained and formless, right?
Mm-hmm.
Really big. Now, can it notice it was never conditioned? As formlessness, it cannot be conditioned. So there's no trace of the past in big mind. There's the ego eyes and sharp intelligence, brilliant, brilliant. But can you sense all the files that weren't true aren't there? No conditioning.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. So this, now the mind doesn't have to work on itself, you see?
Oh, yeah. Very well put.
So there might be a few misunderstandings that are still kind of in the body that it's good to help everything discern about. But here, mind is clear, already free. And you're already the clear, open space, right? The listener, the one that was so silent that you were could hear everything the mind was thinking and worrying about and considering and creating.
It was so caught in the idea that it itself had to overcome itself.
That's it. See, that's the homework app. That's left over from school. Like, if we work really, really hard, we will get somewhere. Yeah, so just confirming now, nothing to do, nowhere to go, already free. It's true of the body, it's true of the mind, it's true of the emotions.
Beautiful, yeah.
That's it. Now, occasionally mind will go back into worry and just honor its true nature or help reassure it, and then you'll have your own way to help it spread its wings again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm. That's so good, yeah.
Yeah. And just maybe if it resonates, don't do the who am I, because that'll irritate the system, because you already know who you are.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, anything that doesn't know who it is, you might say, who are you? Would you like to know your true nature, you know?
Mm.
Even the body can know its true nature.
Wow, that's a completely different perspective on it. Yeah, it feels really, really right and true.
Oh, good. Good, good, good.
Thank you so much, Pamela.
Oh, bowing to you, dear sage.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hello.
This is Mary.
And hi, Mary.
Hi. When you were talking with Yugi about even asking your body, would you like to know who you truly are, I focus a lot with the mind on the body, but it's usually for fixing a pain or thinking I've done something wrong.
Oh.
Could we perhaps focus on the body?
Yes. Let's bow to the body.
Yes.
So even scientists haven't figured out the mystery of the body. I think of it as a galaxy of intelligence, and it's obviously a galaxy of presence. So in your own way, just a little devotion or hello.
Yes, gratitude. Sorry, I keep bothering you.
A little adoration for no reason.
Yes.
Yeah. And ask the body if it would like to know its true nature or how it would like to live from moment to moment or...
Yes. And even maybe before that, how would you like me to be with you from moment to moment?
Yeah.
Because I think I have a lot of apologies to do there.
I know. Or you could just do one really juicy apology. Sorry.
I'm very sorry. Please forgive.
Yeah, I had to apologize to it for treating it like an object, you know.
Yeah, sort of a beast of burden.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, apology accepted. You didn't know any better.
I think bodies are very patient with us.
Oh,
very
yes.
Patient.
I get the feeling of a beloved dog. Even when you forget to let the dog outside, it's patient and enduring.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, I love your body. And then back to you, Pamela.
And just ask it if you could feel its naturalness, meaning before it was conditioned. Not that it really was, but felt like it.
Is that like before history? Before the feeling of conditioning would be joy.
Oh, okay. So ask the body, let me feel that natural joy that you are. And whatever else you want to reveal, dear body.
Yeah. Okay, a lot of amusement from the body that I'm always thinking, I need to do this according to what I just read or the other thing. yeah.
But always. The body would know best because it's a field of intelligence.
But I usually ask it last.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
At everything.
Yeah.
And I get the feeling of separation between mind and body, and the body doesn't see it that way, but the mind does.
Yes, and just bowing to separation, because it's only a function in consciousness.
Yeah.
It's not real.
No, it's like a theory.
Nicely said, and a perception that yeah. And what's felt or noticed in the body?
nothing. Nothingness?
Yeah, it's formless.
Yeah.
So just honor that, like, oh my goodness, you're form and formless, all in one.
Yes. I honor that, and the mind forgot what it was supposed to be doing. So even better.
And just let's play a little bit with this very exciting noticing that form and formlessness are not two, and that the body is just pure being with a form but also with no form. So since the body is actually made of formlessness, can you sense that there's no history? Even though there appears and feels to be a history of that unique body, that in essence there's no history. And we're just being curious. We don't have to believe it. We're just going, It's a little hard to hear.
Okay, as the body looking for history, but there's nothingness, so there's not something that stands out as history.
Oh, beautifully noticed. Yeah, that's so cool. Okay, so that also means there's no apparent limitations to the body. Does that resonate? There's no, you know, the file on the body that the mind has that occasionally so-called authority figures will agree on in terms of health or whatever.
And then they change every 10 years.
That's a good point. None of it's true in this moment. Does that resonate? No trace of any physical challenges or... Body's just clear space.
Yes, because
no history.
Or it, I don't see, a knee that sometimes aches or.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and just noticing. Wow, look at you, dear body. Brand new. Nothing ever happened. Wow.
Oh,
just celebrate that for a moment because it really lightens. It's the file on the body
right. That
burdens.
Right. And it's more like nothing ever really happened.
Wonderful. So now just honor every cell because it's just sparkling formlessness. Every cell. Wow, look at you. They're all like little Buddhas, every cell. Happy Buddhas.
Yes. And I'm even happy about the Buddha belly, if it were so.
Oh, very nice. Yes, everybody's belly is completely formless and not what it appears to be. Good
and,
news for the older Buddhas.
Right. And seeing a belly is beautiful.
Mm-hmm. So as the mind did, I mean, sorry, the body, did it also spread its wings a little bit as formlessness and just kind of expand and root and rise up? Just uncontaining itself.
Maybe uncontaining, Pamela, but because it was more nothingness, I didn't see any wings or any roots.
Oh, yes, no wings. You're right.
Oh, but I'm looking.
Oh, no, it's already, if it's uncontained itself as formless presence, that's pretty yummy.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't see any roots or wings, just all the same.
Oh yeah, no wings required. The sky needs no wings.
Thank you so much, Pamela.
Oh, thank you. How delicious.
Bowing to you, bowing to the body.
Yes, thank you, dear. I just wanted to say something about inquiry. Inquiry is just a very sophisticated or grown-up word for natural curiosity. This that we are has noticed that it's not just who it appears to be, and now it's noticing that, wow, pretty much everything is not just what it appears to be. And the labeling functions and the distinctions and all those wonderful apps that helped us understand, because we were trained to understand through distinctions, making distinctions. This is this, and that is that, and all those can rest, and we're just experiencing directly. And curiosity also will come and go, but all of a sudden you'll notice your awareness is drawn somewhere and the gaze is staying there, and you don't really know why, but all of a sudden it's revealed. Oh, wow, look. I can see the presence in that plant, or the intelligence in that bug or bee. And finally, we're aware of the stillness that animates everything. And noticing, of course, that we are that already, even in moments of overwhelm or high activity. So it's such a pleasure. You know, there's an abiding pleasure in every moment. And for some sages, that's their delight, is finding that from moment to moment, even in the midst of chaos or traffic or deep sorrow. But each one of us will be absolutely unique and bring our very unique gifts. Each one of us is a wisdom keeper, but also a wisdom uncoverer. In Tibetan Buddhism, they really honor tirthans. Tirthans are the sages that find the lost truths, the truths that humanity was living by and as, that then got covered up for some reason or no reason, just so that the pleasure could be in uncovering it again. My dog has a great delight in putting her tennis ball under the carpet and then apparently being excited and distressed about it being lost. And then playing with the joy of uncovering the tennis ball again. So that's part of the play of life, this veiling and unveiling. The delight of rediscovering something that you always knew was true, but hadn't noticed for a while. So really honoring yourself, each one of us is unique. We'll have a complete unique way of being with what is from moment to moment.
Pamela?
Yes?
Hi, I wasn't sure if I lost the call or not. It's Rosie, how are you?
Hey, Rosie.
Hey. Good for Dia. That's a great little game.
Oh, lots of fun.
I was following along with the body, the last caller. And I asked all the questions, and then I asked my body, why is it still in pain?
Oh, gosh.
And the body recognizes that I take care of it. And
yes.
What I heard when I asked this why it's still in pain, what I got was it wanted to redirect.
Okay.
And it's like a redirect to the one, and I heard, and I don't know if it's because the other gentleman was talking about the mind, but I'm going to go with it, the one true mind. So I stayed with that, and it started relaxing. It's like there's a seeing of I'm existing simultaneously as all things. It's not divided things. It appears to be divided things.
Yes,
mind,
I love
the body,
that.
The this, the that. It's one. So I was with that, and then when you ask the question that it's formless, which is always my desire to stabilize in that, that the body is formless in form, and that it has no files, I got a big no.
You got a big...
From the body.
Oh, wait, hold on a second. I missed one moment. So you got a big no if it has no files?
Yes, because of my accident.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I noticed that the body here will hold scary moments like that, like an accident or whatever, kinesthetically in the body.
Uh-huh. Right, yeah.
To remind itself it never wants that to happen again. And that was my weird noticing.
Yeah.
And you can ask it why it's holding the file of that accident. It would know best.
Right, yeah. Well, there's a connection that I have never been able to, and I don't know, there's a... Because I had to deal with all of that by myself. The doctors disregarded me because they couldn't see, they couldn't x-ray what was anything. They couldn't blood work it. They just failed.
Okay.
The body feels, it's like a big disregard.
Yeah.
From other, not from me. So I want to be without the people. You know, what do I care?
Yeah, but take a moment that the body didn't like the disregard. Because body is a field of respect and devotion and intelligence and presence. And it doesn't resonate with disregard.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
I had to, all the free of gluten, I was in, like, I had a lot of pain, I had a lot of problems, and...
Yeah, so agree that it's natural that it has an aversion to disregard. Very natural.
Yeah, there's this constant fear that it'll happen again, that it'll happen
okay.
again.
Okay, and just to that, no thank you, no thank you, doesn't have to happen again, just in your own words.
So now I'm not sure if it's the body or the mind. It's like, I know you can take care of me, but I don't know about those people.
Yeah.
I need them again.
Okay, but just agree that it has mistrust. And tell it doesn't have to trust or mistrust them, because that's where the freedom is, I find. See if it resonates with that.
That's a real strong thing going on there. There's a nervous system recall going on over and over.
Yeah, but just agree with it, because it basically all it's saying is, I did not like that. That was not okay. And just agree. I agree. That was not okay.
Yeah, there's more, like, I don't want to go back. I don't want to ever.
Yeah, that's it. And just agree with that.
Yeah, so there's a lessening, and the mind is connected, saying, well, you're going to need them again, you're going to need them again.
But not in this moment.
Not in this moment, right. Right, the mind is trying to protect me in some way.
And honestly, we also don't know if you'll ever need them again.
true.
It would be nice not to need them.
No, it would be great. I would love that.
That would be great. Yay.
Yeah, it would be like fantastic. So, how does this file in the body, just if I keep reminding it?
Well, it's like it told you, and I can't remember the exact words, but maybe you will, that that file that keeps running, it told you its longing.
Oh, yeah.
And so we just, if it rises up again, just go, I agree. You know, and always feel free to change the words. But basically, when something's looping like that, it's just because it wants confirmation and reassurance, and that never has to happen again, or whatever it wants.
Yes. Okay. I'll
and as
that.
Present moment awareness, we can tell it the truth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll do that.
Oh,
perfect.
Good.
Thank you so much.
Much
I love
you. Dear. Love you,
okay.
too.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And just thanking everyone, all the sages on the call and everywhere, the secret sages and sages that know they're sages. Thank you so much. And thank you, Kate, for hosting us today.
You're very welcome. Thank you, everyone. As far as future satsangs here, they will be posted shortly on our website, so do...
Well, actually, I do know them. We just set them up today, so...
Oh, perfect.
It's November, let's see, 22nd and 29th.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Thank you. So November 22nd and 29th. And again, thank you, Pamela, and thank you, everyone. And do feel free to unmute yourself by pressing *6 to say your goodbyes. We look forward to being with you next time.
Thank you, Pamela.
Hey.
Thank you, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you, Pamela. Thank you, everybody, so much.
Love you.
Thank you, Pamela.
Bye, Pamela. Thank you.
Bye. Much love.
Thank you.
Thank you, Pamela, everyone. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye, Pamela. Thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure.
Bye, Pamela. Thank you.
Thank you, Pamela.
Oh, thank you, everyone.